1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A deadly plane crash at the Haneda Airport in Tokyo, Japan. Overnight, a Japan Airlines jet catching fire after hitting a Coast Guard plane and crash landing on the tarmac. Five Coast Guard members were killed, according to Japanese broadcaster NHK. ABC's Matt Gutman at the airport in Tokyo.
Japanese authorities now say they're investigating the entire airport here, Haneda. An Airbus A350, which is a large plane, collided with that Japanese Coast Guard plane and burst into that fireball. Firefighters trying to put out the flames, and those 379 passengers on board and crew managing to escape.
The plane still smoldering this hour. In California, a partial commuter train derailment in the San Francisco Bay Area, threatening the morning commute. The BART train went off the tracks and caught fire yesterday morning. No major injuries, but nine people were sent to the hospital. And last night's massive $842 million Powerball prize had one lucky winner, though no one's come forward yet. This is ABC News. Fresh tensions in the Middle East, where Iran has reportedly deployed a warship in the Red Sea. This after Iran-backed fighters were accused of attacking cargo ships in the area. Israel is moving troops out of Gaza as the war with Hamas grinds on.
Israel now plans to withdraw some troops from Gaza in a shift to more targeted operations against Hamas in the coming months. Israel's defense minister says some Israeli residents living near the Gaza border will soon be allowed to return to their homes. They were evacuated after the October 7th attack by Hamas that triggered the war. Yesterday, Israel's military releasing video of its K-9 unit, saying it found weapons inside a kindergarten in Gaza.
That's ABC's Jay O'Brien reporting. And the college football national championship is set. Number one Michigan beat Alabama in its semifinal game. The Wolverines will face number two Washington, who held off Texas. They'll play for the national title on Monday. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county aging and disability resource center.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot should be determined Tuesday. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee meets to decide which names will be on Wisconsin's April ballot. Last week, the Wisconsin Elections Commission threw out a complaint to keep Donald Trump's name off the ballot. Policymakers will propose new legislative maps for Wisconsin in January. The state Supreme Court has ruled the current maps unconstitutional. Bob Moline is a volunteer with a grassroots organization called Grow Action.
This is the best chance we have for truly fair maps, and it's the right process.
Court-appointed consultants will consider the maps, and new boundaries are to be established by spring. Republicans who drew the current maps object to the idea that the boundaries are unfairly biased. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers make a roster move. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After beating the Vikings on Sunday Night Football 33-10, the Packers have placed second-year wide receiver Samori Toure on IR and promoted Bo Melton to the 53-man roster. Melton had six catches for 105 yards against Minnesota, the first Packers receiver to have a game with 100 yards or more in receptions this season. I asked him after the game if he was able to find those open spots against the Vikings zone defense.
Yeah, you know, I was finding windows. You know, a lot of our receivers was finding windows. handles as well. They have a great defense, so we're just trying to go into certain defenses and try to exploit that.
College football, the Badgers fought but fell short against number 13th-ranked LSU. The final in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, 35-31 in favor of the Tigers. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
It doesn't just happen because you say it's going to happen, right? You go into place, you say, well, we're going to tackle better, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the reality is it's, you know, it's a lot of hot air.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunshine and a little breezy this morning. It is going to become mostly cloudy as we head through the afternoon. Our high today, 34, with wind out of the southwest gusting to 25 or 30 this morning, backing off to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 26 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun, a few flurries with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back here on the first working day of 2024. We sent the mayor home to take care of that cough of his. Got a text here from Dave. He says, they used to drop ping pong balls in two rivers years ago. That's going back to Jim, the mayor. He, of course, has this great idea that on June 26th, our one-year anniversary of the show, that he's going to have a helicopter drop ping pong balls here on Washington Street, which Todd and I pretty much don't believe is going to happen. In fact, we are certain is not going to happen, but we don't want to tell him that. That would be the one-year anniversary of our show. Moving into 2024, you know, Jim and I have been talking a lot about what we're going to do this year. We want to do a bunch of community things. We still want to do the pasty feed that we're hoping to do in February. To sell a bunch of pasties, make money for the NEW Community Shelter. I'm going to raise funds for that great, great project that they got going that we just had Gail and her husband Kim here talking about, the Veterans First of New of NEW, Northeast Wisconsin, Tiny Homes Village Capital Campaign. It's going to go from March 2024 to June of 2026. Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin will 4 transitional homes, 17 affordable homes, and a community center with supportive services to help veterans become self-sufficient. The Tiny Home Village will provide housing and services for up to 25 veterans every 2 to 5 years. You know, there are still all sorts of issues with veteran suicide throughout Northeast Wisconsin, and a lot of times housing plays a big part. There is such a different a feeling when somebody owns property, when somebody has a place to call it their home, just psychologically, and this is one big step towards helping veterans along those ways. You okay there, Todd? I saw you like leave the cockpit. I was wanting to make sure everything was okay there.
No, I'm doing all right.
All right, good, good. You're feeling good and everything. You bounce back quick.
I'm feeling pretty good. Like I said earlier, I still got that stuff in my chest. So if I laugh, it sounds like, you know.
Everybody kind of does, doesn't it? Though, I was like laying in bed last night. It's like, what's that noise? And it was like when I'd breathe, there would be like this wheezing sound, like this. Yeah. That you just can't get rid of.
I had that last week.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But I bet 80% of the population out there has had something over the last 2 weeks, so haven't they?
Just crazy. And this is not COVID, but I know that's going around.
No, I got tested
for it.
Yeah. I got tested, did the home tests, did the whole thing, looked real close to see if that little line pops out at all. It didn't. Just typical cold. You know what's funny, though? I was thinking about this. You know, I was watching the game last night, or all the games over the last 3 weeks, or last 3 days, I'm sorry, much was 8 games. But anyway, you know, they've all got these people now with the little water bottles. They're walking around. If somebody, you know, give them a squirt. I remember in high school basketball. In football, we weren't allowed any water on the field. Not in high school. Not
really?
In junior college. No water allowed on the field, on the sidelines. Even during games, when I was in junior college, we weren't allowed to have water on the sidelines. They had a bucket of ice that you could suck on an ice chip, and that was it.
So why was that?
I don't know. There always used to be a saying, why put, if you had a car with a really hot engine, you wouldn't put cold water in it to cool her down.
Gotcha.
So it'd be the same thing with the human body. If the body's really hot, why would you put cold water in it? It'll mess things up. Whatever. Okay. But I remember in basketball, we'd be having practice, and they were hard practices. You know, back in those days, you ran all the time and did whatever, whatever. And we would have just a plastic jug, a 1 gallon jug of water at the end of the court. And if you're thirsty, you're allowed to drink. But every guy drank out of the same jug. So can you imagine? I mean, like if somebody's got a cold, like we've all got colds here, and you're drinking out of that jug, and then the next guy's drinking out of that jug, and the next guy's drinking out of that jug, and nobody thought anything of it. Isn't that crazy how things changed over time? Nobody thought anything of everybody drinking out of the same jug.
I think we've just gotten to the point where we're just so overly cautious about everything that's part of the problem. Like growing up, and people make fun of it, but like we all drank out of the garden hose.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, you see a kid doing that nowadays, and there's neighbors going, you can't let your
kid
do that.
Oh, he's the dirty kid. Where are you from, kid? You'd be like that guy, stigmatized.
There was nothing better than drinking water out of the garden.
Nothing.
Run it for a little while, make sure it's nice and cold.
No question. No question. Yeah, no question. But you know, another thing, though, too, is as far as with, who's I talking to about this? We're talking about what your body adapts to, where, you know, things 100 years ago won't kill you now because you built up, you know, through generations, you build up that immunity.
Yeah.
And it's almost, you wonder sometimes where things are so much more careful. You know, like some people said, do you lose a little bit of immunity sometimes? Like there was that old saying where you wanted your kids to get the chicken pox when they were young.
Yep.
Because then they got that immunity then forever, you know, whatever, versus getting it when you're older, when it's, you know, a lot worse. Remember that? Is that eradicated? Or do people still get the chicken pox?
I'm not really sure about that, but I do remember specifically a neighbor got chicken pox, and my mom, and she was about my age, this little girl that lived across the street. She made her come over and spend the day with me.
There you go.
So that I would get chicken pox.
That's what I mean.
And I did.
Right, which was the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Wasn't chicken pox the worst thing that there was?
At that point in my life, yes.
Yeah. But do people still get chicken pox or is that gone?
I would say people still must get it. I'm not sure. But
you don't hear about it much anymore, though.
No.
I mean, you really don't. But I remember when remember Terry Porter, the great basketball player?
Yeah.
And he was trying out for the U.S. Olympic team and with Bobby Knight. And Dick Bennett went down and watched him. And Dick kind of really tore into him one day about how, what's the matter with you? This is your chance to make the Olympic team. And Bobby Knight loved him, and everything was going great. And it turns out he was getting the chicken pox at like 22 years old.
Wow.
And really knocked him on his butt. So I do remember that when they said, you do not want to get the chicken pox when you're older. But I don't know if it's eradicated or not.
I would guess that some kids still get that. You brought up Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
You know, end of the year, all these videos go out on social media.
Right.
Of all the people we lost over the past year.
Yeah.
And you look at this and you forget about some of these people that
weren't
we lost.
Weren't there the biggest number of big names dying in 1 year of all time?
It may be, because I went through the list. And who knows if it's a complete list or not, but I was just blown away at how many people.
Give me some.
Well, Tina Turner, right?
Yeah.
We lost her this year. Bobby Knight.
And it seems like Tina Turner was still just rocking it not long ago. Wasn't she one of the greatest entertainers of all time?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Matthew Perry we lost, right?
So, okay, can I ask that question?
Yeah.
What exactly did he die from? They say ketamine? What is ketamine?
It's some sort of drug, but I think that might be a controlled substance.
But is it a legal drug?
I think so.
Okay.
But please don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Tom Smothers died in the last couple of days, right?
Yep.
Let's see who else we've got here. Well, this is even more.
Raquel Welch.
Yep, you're right.
I still think she's the greatest, most beautiful woman of all time. All time, any generation, anything, you can't beat Raquel Welch. That's my opinion. That's my vote.
After Ryan
best
O'Neal.
Best of all time.
Ryan O'Neal,
yep.
Big actor. Let's see who else here. Norman Lear, right?
Yep.
I mean, he was old.
He was like 100.
Denny Lane of Wings.
Yep.
Co-founder of Wings. Sid and Marty Krofft in those damn puppets you'd
Absolutely.
See on Saturday mornings, right?
Absolutely.
Sigmund the Sea Monster.
Yep.
Let's see, who else? Dana, and this guy's not a star, but Dex Carvey, Dana Carvey's son, passed away.
That's right.
That was a drug overdose.
Yep.
So, I mean, just tons.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was watching New Year's Eve, too, and it was like, oh, my gosh, I forgot about this person. I forgot about that person. It was just amazing how many died in this past year.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things, though, too, as far as with yeah, I've just got this one from Sandra. Tina Turner, absolute best of all time. No question about it. Have you ever seen her live performance when she did, and you could go to almost any one of them, but we were just watching not that long ago. She did Proud Mary someplace, and I'll bet it went for 15 minutes, and she didn't slow down for that entire 15 minutes.
The energy.
It was just incredible. Unbelievable.
Over the weekend, I was watching. I love watching the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
And she was on. It was about 1982, so it was really before her big comeback.
Right.
Because she came back right like in 84. About,
well, you know what was really a big comeback, I think, for her was Mad Max or the Thunderdome one. I think it was the second Mad Max. We don't need another hero.
Right.
Remember? And then that kind of got it going. And then she did Tiny Dancer, which was real big. And then that was because I was working in Flint, Michigan at the time. And I remember Tina Turner was real big down there. And all those songs started coming out. And she had almost like a resurgence.
So this was right before she got big again. They had her on and she performed and she blew it out of the, like,
yeah,
just knocked
like
it out.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could have done a duet with her. I know, I'm serious. Cause I used to do a good Sly. Left a good job in the city.
You mean, Turner.
Ike.
Ike. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I always get, Sly a little bit mixed up with Ike. Yeah. But I used to like Sly and the Family Stone,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Everyday People.
Everyday People. We don't play enough of those songs, Todd. What's the matter with you?
I get
that from everybody. Why don't we play more Ike Turner?
You want more Ike Turner?
I want more Ike Turner. Yes. A lot of people do. You know, I remember one time I was reading an article. Remember when, like, Debbie Gibson was big?
Yeah.
Like, same era, early 80s, whatever. And she said something like, I don't know, I'm trying to just get more soul in my life. And then one of the writers said, why don't you go live with Ike Turner for a couple of years?
That'll do it.
That'll give you a little bit more soul. But yeah, Tina Turner was just fantastic and seemed like a really cool person. Didn't she?
I think she really, because of her life, because of what she went through,
yeah.
I think she really had her stuff together.
Yeah, and just kept bouncing back. No, she was absolutely fantastic. Loved her. And that's a big loss. That was kind of like a quiet one, wasn't it? And she was like, what, in her 70s? I don't think she was like that old.
She wasn't that old.
No. That's too bad, man. She was one of the all-time greats. And you know another thing, though, too? Back in that era, those eras of, what would that be called? It wouldn't even be called soul. But when it was Ike and Tina Turner was huge, Sly and the Family Stone, all those kinds of, that I think that was a precursor to a whole, I mean, even with the people that got into like hip-hop or rap or whatever, you want to talk about the pioneers, the people that weren't afraid to start something new and bring out that kind of music. I mean, that was, they owe so much to that group of people. It's incredible. I love that kind of music.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
Yes.
Rolling, rolling,
rolling,
yeah.
Rolling down.
Rolling on the river,
rolling,
rolling, yeah,
rolling,
rolling on the river,
rolling on the river. Boom, then she just explodes. Yep. Oh my God. Can't you just picture her with those, she had really muscular thighs.
And those flappy
thighs
dresses.
Moving.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She was the best, the absolute best. Tina Turner, what an unbelievable loss we have in losing her. Well, anyway, the mayor had to go home sick, so says Mino and Todd, and Sandra will be joining us very shortly. Getting it kicking in the year 2024. That's what I'm talking about. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. team. Visit LakelandCareinc.com to learn more.
Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Explore Clearview's cabinet options in store and on Menards.com and save big money today. Big buys, big savings. Check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Love it long time. Tina Turner, one of our great ones that we lost here in 2024. You know, I still go so far back. You're not old enough, Todd. When people were like, and you almost hate to say this, but people were in their primes and dying in the music business from plane crashes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was like, remember Jim Croce? I'll never forget that day at school. Somebody said, did you hear about Jim Croce? I love Jim Croce. And died in a plane crash. Otis Redding. I mean, there were so many in my era that died. And country stars, Patsy Cline.
Jim Reeves. Leonard Skinner had a bunch of people, right?
I'll never forget that. That was my first week at Arizona State when Leonard Skinner, they had the whole plane crash and everything.
I think the latest probably was Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
You know, he was down at Alpine Valley in Milwaukee.
Right. And then, who else was it? Ricky Nelson died that way.
Buddy Holly.
It was just incredible, wasn't it?
And just recently, Troy Gentry from Montgomery Gentry.
That's
a couple
right.
Years ago.
The little helicopter thing. The demonstration helicopter ride.
They were going to go do a show that night.
And he's just at the county fair.
Yep.
And he went up for one of those little rides that they do with everybody. Isn't that amazing how many people died that way? It's unbelievable. But, you know, they took those small little planes back then, and I'm sure they didn't have the navigational devices like, you know, whatever. But just horrible. But you know one thing about Tina Turner, though, too? You know, Ike was, you know, so bad. And in the movie, I think it was Angela Bassett that played her in the movie.
Did a great job, by the way.
Did a phenomenal job. Just an unbelievable job. But what they had at the time was just amazing. They brought in a whole different type of music. I mean, it wasn't even Motown. It was a whole different thing. And I used to be a huge Motown fan. I used to listen to the Supremes, the Isley Brothers, all those different groups. I used to like them a lot.
Well, now that I know you like that stuff, I'm going to add more of that.
Please do.
Yeah.
Love that stuff. Love it. Grew up on that. I go back to Soul Train. You guys used to watch Soul Train?
Absolutely.
Big Daddy Don Cornelius?
Yep.
Brought to you by Afro Ultra and all your Sheen products? That was a great era, man. Big Daddy Don Cornelius coming your way on Channel 50 in downtown Detroit. Oh, man. They have the dance where everybody came through and did their thing. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the difference between watching Soul Train and then American Bandstand, it's like eating white bread on American Bandstand,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then having some sort of like really great soul food.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Like on Bandstand, you'd have like, please, mister, please don't play B-17. That was our song. And then you'd go back to them. What's the word? Boop, boop. And they'd just be bringing it down. They were like so cool. Actually, one of the main sponsors for that show was also the main sponsors where I did sports in Flint.
Really?
John Mono Sports brought to you by Thunderbird. What's the word? Thunderbird. What's the action? Satisfaction. You got the style. Thunderbird's got the taste. Absolutely. Oh, Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Another one we lost. Was that this year or
a year? A couple years ago.
That was a couple of years ago, huh?
But she was the one who sang Please, Mr. Please,
absolutely.
Right?
Just heard that song the other day. That's why I thought about it.
In the corner of the bar that stands a jukebox.
Well, she had a great voice, though, didn't she?
Yeah.
Wasn't she something?
Yeah.
I remember when I was working in the ore improvement plant, just this terrible, dirty place to work in the summer when the movie came out, Grease came out, and all these hard, grizzled miners would go to watch Grease because every guy liked Olivia Newton-John. There wasn't a guy in the world that didn't like Olivia Newton-John.
I mean, it's kind of hard not to.
She would have been like the perfect girlfriend.
Well, because there's two sides to her, right?
Yeah.
There was the good girl.
Yeah.
Who wore the skirts and the, you know.
Yeah.
And then you had at the very end.
The naughty girl.
Yep.
Yeah. I liked her better as the good girl.
Did you?
Yeah. Let Rizzo and those kind be the, you know, And like, what was the Grin Girl? Cha-Cha? Her big rival?
Yeah, that's
sure. Cha-Cha? I think it was Cha-Cha, wasn't it?
I definitely like the naughty girl side.
You did. You would be. See, that's the difference between you and me.
just one of the differences. Just one of many.
Quick poll on this, fellas. Quick poll on this. Naughty Olivia Newton-John or nice Olivia Newton-John?
I think the texting's back up. You can download the Civic Media app and try that
I'm
way.
I'm taking nice.
Or I'm you can even nice. Message us on Facebook. You can watch and all that kind of stuff.
I'm taking nice. I think I'm going to win this.
I'm not saying I didn't like the nice side.
Okay.
But, you know.
All right.
On a Saturday night after a long week.
No, I don't know, Todd. Go ahead.
Wouldn't you want that naughty side coming out every once in a while, right?
Where's Jim? I don't even know you. I can't be affiliated with something
Come
like
on.
This.
Come
this
on.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What side do you think Jim would take?
Naughty.
Secretly. He wouldn't say that.
He would say on the air, he'd say, my mom's listening. I'm going to take the nice. But secretly, he would take the naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I'm saying I would take the nice Olivia Newton-John over the naughty Olivia Newton-John. I'm just throwing it out there. I think I'll win this one. I really and truly do.
Oh, we'll see.
Yes. By the way, we gave away a couple of tickets the other day for that UWGB game. Boy, that was a nice win for them, knocking off Wright State. That was fantastic. One guy had 39 points. They're really coming around. I'd like to see more attendance out there. I want to start going to some of those games now. It's getting over its conference season. I think that's a lot of fun. You know what? I've said this all along. I don't notice winter until the Packers season's done, because you always have that main thing to look forward to as long as the Packers are still in the possibility of a playoff run. So it's still not winter. I mean, I'm just telling you, got to keep that going. And as I said, all the years in covering the Packers, as long as they stayed alive until the playoffs, or until the last game of the season, really, it's a successful season.
Yeah.
So I will take that in a heartbeat. Get that win against the Bears this week. That's absolutely critical. And go into the playoffs and see what happens. I think it's cool.
What do you think the deciding factor is with the team this year as far as whether we get the good Packers or the bad Packers?
That's a good question. I do think, and I'm not kidding about this, I think it was overdue, but I do think the fact that they finally showed some courage or stones, whatever you want to call it, and sat down Jair Alexander and said, listen, we don't care that you make $21 million a year. We don't care you're the highest paid cornerback in the history of pro football. We don't care about any of that except the fact is what you're doing affecting this team on the football field. And it is. And it did. And I love the fact that they sat him down. I don't want to say humiliated him, but in some ways they said, hey, listen, there's the people that run the show and there are people that work for the show. You work for the show. You
right.
don't call the shots. God bless you. You're a great football player, but you don't call the shots. And for the first time in this regime, they took a stand. And I think that reverberated throughout that locker room. I think it reverberated throughout the organization. I think they said to themselves, everybody said, hey, if they just sat down the highest paid guy we got and maybe our best player, then that says something. And I think that was such a huge statement for them to make. And I think a very timely statement. It was about time for somebody to do something like that. And they finally did. I just think there had been too many excuses made for guys. And I think that thing that LaFleur said last week was ridiculous, where instead of blaming the defense, he blamed the offense for not, you know, running enough time off the clock, which was crazy. They had 33 points or whatever. So I think it's time where they just start calling it like it is. And if it hurts somebody's feelings, if it knocks their feelings out of joint, big bleeping deal. Too bad. You're here to play football. You don't like being called out, then do something so you don't have to be called out. I think that's the attitude they have to take over the next couple of games, if they do have a couple of games. But I think they definitely have to take that attitude with them against the Chicago Bears, and they definitely have to have that attitude throughout the playoffs. Enough trying to be good guys, enough trying to coddle guys, enough of, oh, we're a family, we're a team, we're all in this together. Enough of that. Draw the line. Either you're with us or you're against us. And if you're against us, then you're not playing football. Plain and simple. You're just not going to play football for the Green Bay Packers.
We got a text which is fine. Asking if Alexander was the person who started the fight after the game.
No, it wasn't. But, boy, did you see Aaron Jones take that punch to the face?
Yeah.
I mean, that was crazy. That was ridiculous. Hi, Sandra. Sandra Rank in the house.
Good morning.
How are you? Big Tina Turner fan, aren't you?
Oh, my God. Love
the girl. Isn't she the best?
She was the bomb.com.
We're going to set a quick break. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A deadly plane crash at the Haneda Airport in Tokyo, Japan. Overnight, a Japan Airlines jet catching fire after hitting a Coast Guard plane and crash landing on the tarmac. Five Coast Guard members were killed, according to Japanese broadcaster NHK. ABC's Matt Gutman at the airport in Tokyo.
Japanese authorities now say they're investigating the entire airport here, Haneda. An Airbus A350, which is a large plane, collided with that Japanese Coast Guard plane and burst into that fireball. Firefighters trying to put out the flames, and those 379 passengers on board and crew managing to escape.
The plane still smoldering this hour. In California, a partial commuter train derailment in the San Francisco Bay Area, threatening the morning commute. The BART train went off the tracks and caught fire yesterday morning. No major injuries, but nine people were sent to the hospital. And last night's massive $842 million Powerball prize had one lucky winner, though no one's come forward yet. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New, higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increases last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. There's one state elections official who says he wants a database his peers across the country could share to fight misinformation spread by artificial intelligence. Adrian Fonts is Arizona's Democratic Secretary of State.
Our election officials can have this reference space where they can go learn more, figure more out, and then continue to up their own game.
A recent poll finds most Americans are concerned about the role AI will play in spreading lies in this year's elections. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Sunshine and a little breezy this morning. It is going to become mostly cloudy as we head through the afternoon. Our high today, 34, with wind out of the southwest gusting to 25 or 30 this morning, backing off to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 26 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun, a few flurries with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On The Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
It's time.
Now, Inside the House with Sandra Rank of Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams.
Welcome back, Sandra Rank in the house, a fellow Tina Turner fan.
Yeah, I think you're my spirit animal when it comes to like the love of the people that perform. Oh my, yes. Everybody you guys mentioned, I was like, oh yes.
She's the all-time though.
She's the all-time.
She's the best.
So I did not, she was in Alpine Valley. She came to Alpine Valley and I didn't go see her because yeah. I mean, I love concerts. I'm like, oh, I'll catch her another time. Well, there was never another time.
There's never been a concert I've regretted going to. But just yesterday we were talking. It's like, why didn't we go see the Eagles when they're in Green Bay?
Okay, I did. No, I went actually Alpine Valley and here. Eagles are my all-time favorite band.
How did I not
band.
Go to the Eagles?
It's I don't know.
It just seemed like it'd be one of those bands where they're always going to be around.
Well, when Glenn,
there are certain bands that just seem that way.
Well, they hopefully they have, there's a version of them that's still around. But like when Glenn Frey died, I literally was like, wait, what?
That's like the music died. Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey was, and it's such a random way to die.
Yeah, bizarre kind of thing, wasn't it?
Sepsis. He had. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just,
you
wouldn't think something
like that.
Infection
or something. Yeah. But you know what? Those kind of groups, and not to put, I don't want to sound like that old guy, but like, but Tina Turner brought it every show, every, you know what I mean? I mean, so strong. It was incredible.
One of her, 60 Minutes did an interview with her, and I love, they were in France, and they were walking through her place, and who's like the dark-haired guy? What was his name?
Mike Wallace?
Was it Mike Wallace?
Maybe.
I think I said to her, wow, do you think you deserve all this? Like, do you ever feel like, wow? And she looked him dead in the eye and said, I deserve more. I was like, you go, girl.
She had a toot.
Yeah, she was great.
Can you imagine if she ever really came out with everything that happened between her and Ike, how terrible he was during his drug days?
I think she got so tired of that. I think it was like,
enough.
That was a part of my life. It's not my whole life.
Right.
But I think everywhere she went, it was just, it's such a big part of. Yeah. It's so inspirational, but anyway. Yeah.
And sometimes you got to go through that kind of stuff just so you know your own self-worth, right?
Yeah.
And you've got to have somebody treat you like that so you can stand up for yourself
again. That's a good point.
But not everybody, very few people come out of that. Like, I think when you guys were mentioning, like, what was so great about her, for me, what was so great about her was that she didn't succumb to bitterness.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she went through all that, but she was not... she was a better person. She came out of
better.
She helped
stronger.
A lot of people, right? And she had a hard time. Her children had a hard time. Like she did not have an easy life. Like I think her son committed suicide a year before she died.
Well, didn't she get raped or something? Like 14?
I don't.
I'm just abuse
that
things
I don't know, but,
back in Nutbush, Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't think she had a hard life, but she did.
She was incredible. No, all the respect in the world for her. She's one of the all-time greats. And when people look at somebody, especially young artists, it's like, who do I want to emulate in a certain way? You couldn't find anybody better than her.
Mm-hmm.
What she overcame.
And she never also, she didn't do the drug thing.
No, not at all.
I mean, she was like, it's all around me, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah, could have been her escape.
Yep. Yep. Totally.
Nope.
And she was a true rock and roll.
Absolutely.
Chick.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, and it was her. It was just who she was.
Oh my gosh. I just watched last time I watched one of her videos. I think she's in like Montreal or someplace. Huge concert. And she had these young, probably 23-year-old backup singers. Oh, she put them to shame.
Yeah.
I mean,
HBO documentary on her?
No, I haven't.
Oh God. You have to watch
see
it.
This.
It's really good. I've seen it a couple times. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta look this
really
up.
It's really good. Really good.
And it's HBO.
HBO.
Got to find
it. It's a couple years old, but it's good.
Got to find
it. You would love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, let's talk a little housing.
Yes.
I've been seeing, I get one of those realtor NRA, those things that pop up in your email all the time, different things and trends and yada, 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 yada. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen a year, or even the last few months, where it's been so much one way and then it's like, oh, no, forget about that. It's another way. We're just like a lot of uncertainty, hasn't it been? And everybody's trying to like figure out the future, but nobody really can. You can guess, but nobody really can.
But isn't that true in like all categories right now?
Yeah.
I feel like it's like up one day, down sideways. It's like, you know what? You just have to keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
So tell you what are you, do you have any new projects that you want to do with your house this year? Like we always have a house list. Like we have house goals.
Right.
So like this year we have certain things that we're going to do with our house. Do you have anything?
Not really.
Really?
Mm.
Are you going to build this year?
Maybe.
Are you going to make the decision?
Maybe.
Okay, well, that's a big thing.
I'm big on maybes. Very big on maybes. I hope to build this year.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. That would be the goal, would be to build this year.
Yeah, make a decision on it. Do you have a builder decided?
Do not.
Okay, that's step one.
I know.
It's kind of, there's a lot of, not a lot, but there
it's
are a couple
of important.
Good ones.
Yes, yes.
I want to make sure you get a good one.
Yes. But, it's one of those things, too, where things, Everything had a good and a yin and a yang for the last 2 years, it seems like. It's like, okay, the supply chain is better now than it was.
Oh,
but yet,
we just had a big discussion about this with building cost and affordable housing. I have a lot of different discussions every week about this stuff, but the last one last week was, will building costs come down?
Okay.
And the consensus is there's no way it possibly can come down because of the labor shortage.
Oh, by the way,
which affects everything.
No disrespect, but I still haven't received any calls. Remember the day you said, because I said I want to be a laborer for a home builder? And I have not received a call yet.
Well, you could have that today if you were really serious.
Well, I'm serious.
Are you really?
Yeah. I want to be a laborer for a home builder.
What about this job?
Well, I'll do it afterwards. I'll go from here to there.
Of course, you don't sleep.
No.
Well, if you're serious, we can hook you
I'm
up.
I'm serious. I want to do that.
All right.
I want to be a laborer. Cut some 2x4s. Put up some framing.
Okay.
All that stuff.
Well, you know you could do stuff for Habitat for Humanity, too. I mean, you could volunteer and do that, too.
Yeah.
And kind of be in charge a little bit, which you kind of probably would like.
Yeah. Could do that, too.
So, anyway.
Do you get paid doing that?
You don't get paid doing that.
I don't think so. Okay.
It's volunteer work. Right. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have, too.
Oh, I've done numerous. Yeah,
it's interesting.
It was fun.
All right. So anyway, so yeah, we are doing, was that Jill?
Yeah.
So we're going to have Jill join us today. Jill does one of the other things that a lot of people do in the beginning of the year is they get their energy cleansed from their house, just like a refresh, a rejuge. And sometimes
a refresh or a rejuge.
Yeah. And Jill is the best of the best at that. Actually, that's how I met Jill. I don't even know how many years ago it was, probably 15. She came into our house and did a refresh.
Hi, Jill.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm excellent. Thank you.
Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
She was talking about house refreshing.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so good to do that. It's a good time. Beginning of the year is a good time to do that, right? It's a good time to do that with your person, with your personal life, with your home life. Just kind of reset the energy in your house.
How do you do that in a house?
Well, lots of ways. That's how we met, Sandra.
It is how we met.
That's how we met.
Yep.
Long time ago. And there's lots of ways to do that.
Okay.
I mean, general cleaning. Mm-hmm. But I think when people call me in to do things, they're looking more for energetic cleansing, like clearing that out. And so there's lots of ways to do that. And some people feel like if you're doing it, you might be disrespecting maybe native cultures. And
okay, does this have anything to go along with the lady?
Feng shui? Similar but different.
Okay.
But similar but different. Feng shui is actually how you place things in your house.
Right.
Energy clearing is where you just come in and you do, like, say, there's different things that you can do, but it literally clears the energy, just changes the energy in your house.
Yeah, so if you think of it like this, you have an argument with your significant other, and you have that lingering energy in the room.
The bad vibe.
Right. Okay. So you walk into a meeting and you can tell, like, ooh, something just happened in here. Something went down. Same thing with a house. And so you walk into that space and you cleanse it. You clear it of that. You kind of mutate or negate any kind of energetic up or down. So you're just making it neutral.
Todd and I have had this talk before. And it's not so much in this, but it's kind of the same. We're both believers in something. Mm-hmm. Energy exists.
Right.
And, you know, Todd gets into his, you know, his paranormal type things like that.
Yeah.
But I do think that's been, I don't want to say proven, but energy does exist that doesn't go away. Well, right?
Right.
The Wall Street Journal this week just did a huge story on energetic cleansing in houses. I mean, it's a big thing. People all over the country do it. And we're lucky that Jill is here because she's, I feel like, the best in the area at that. Aww. Another example of doing that is if there's like a death in the family, or if there's like a big divorce, or just some really negative stuff.
Heavy. Energy's really heavy in a house.
Yep.
And I know, Sandra, you sell homes, so we walk into a house like, woof.
Yep.
We just need to kind of zhuzh things up a little bit and clear it. And so, yeah, you can do that in a number of different ways. When I come into a house, I'm clearing it energetically. I'm doing it with smudging tools and opening windows. Kind of shaking things up a little bit. You also can do it with sound. So sound is a really good one of cleanser. A lot of people will use bells, tones, like singing bells, singing bowls, rattles, drumming, those kinds of things.
Reintroduce her, Sandy, if you wouldn't mind, please. And what she does.
So this is Jill Lemke. She has a day job, and she has a a side hustle job. I don't know what you call it, but she's an she does a lot of different things with energy. But one of the things that she does where we work is she'll come in and clear a house energetically.
Yeah. Can you sense it when you walk into a house that something's off kilter?
Oh, always. I can sense it in any place I walk into when something's a little like, oh, that's a little off. Yeah. Just because we're energetic beings. So we're all energy. You said that before. Energy's everywhere. It exists. And so it's hard when you're a sensitive person not to feel those things. A lot of people call those people empathic. They're just naturally born to sense energy.
Because, you know, there are certain nationalities that we deal with in real estate. And it's like if somebody, they could tell, they said they can tell if somebody has died.
Sure.
In that house.
Sure.
That they can feel it. Certain people can.
Sure.
And then they ask you and you have to be honest, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. If asked.
If asked. But you don't have to volunteer it.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. But it's one of those things where some of these things really do have a sense to them, so to speak.
Yeah. And if you have someone who's passed in the house and maybe they're lingering in the house, that's a different type of clearing. That doesn't just go away with smudging tools like sage or Palo Santo or incense or drumming. That's a different sort of
sage is clearing. Real big with the Native Americans.
It is.
For cleansing
in
different
North
things.
America.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Really big.
Yeah.
We're doing Inside the House with Sandra Rank. Sandra's very special guest for Rank Realty with Keller Williams is Jill Lemke. And this is a fascinating thing. Do you ever, I mean, Sandra, do you call her and say, come take a look at this?
Yes.
Give me your reading.
Okay. I'll give you an example. One time we had a house that it had been listed for quite a while. They had their child die. And it was a super horrible, sad situation. Right. And they had moved out of the house. I mean, it was ugh. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe we just need to boost this. We need to help. So I called Jill and I said, can you help? Can you clear this house? And she did. And like literally a month later, sold.
Wow.
And that had been on the market for like probably 2 years.
Wow. Wow,
that
wow,
stuff,
wow.
Or like we had a situation where I had another situation where it was a house that was really heavy. Jill came in and she said to me, did someone die in this house? I'm like, no, not that I know of. So I asked the people, that I'm like, did someone? She's like, yeah, my mom fell on the back steps and died.
Wow.
So, I mean, Jill she was like, yeah, well, she's not here anymore.
Wow. You really sense some of these kind
of
things.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
When did you realize you had this gift?
Oh, gosh. I would say it's layers.
Really?
It's layers of things. Yeah, I've been like this my whole life, but I would say probably close to 15 years ago is when things really kind of shifted for me, and that went on sensory overload. And I started really saying, okay, well, something's going on here. It's not, that's beyond the, oh, this room feels kind of funny.
Wow. Todd, you ever sense things like that?
I don't know if I want to get involved with the conversation. Yeah. I mean, I kind of had the same thing happen as Jill did, where it was like my whole life. It's like, why am I feeling this way? What's going on here? And then all of a sudden you realize what's really going on, you know?
Really? Wow. That's fascinating.
You know, when our son passed away, we had Jill come over. And one of the things that came up when we were talking with Jill was that Mitch had done this piece of art. She's like, there's this piece of art. And she literally did this with her hands. Like she showed us the size. She said it's like blues or some gold in there and it looks like finger painting. You got to find that art. And I'm like, you know, Mitch had literally just died. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't imagine cleaning his apartment out. Sure enough, we found exactly that. Exactly mm-hmm. that. It was like, she's very, very talented.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it what Sandra found? Was it what you kind of felt in your mind?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like it has yellow in it.
Yes, it has yellow. It's gold. And it looks like, I'll send you a picture of it. But when we were in his apartment and I saw that, whoa.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes that freaks people out, so I can be careful.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. I would say like 100%. Have you never heard of that?
But it's
before?
Also really comforting. Like, it's super
well,
comforting.
Well, bet it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Inside the House with Sandra Rank, Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams and Jill Lemke, whose title I'm not quite certain of.
Extraordinary human.
Okay, we'll go with that.
I'm an intuitive healer.
Quick break. Back right after this. Wow. This one is a lie. Sarah.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. The Mayor had to go home sick today, battling his cough. But we're handling it down here inside the house. Sandra Rank. Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams. Jill Lemke, intuitive healer. Did you come up with that term, Todd?
No.
Oh.
That's what she said going into the break.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that term.
Thank you.
So why don't you describe, like, when you do a house cleansing, what does that look like?
First, I walk outside. I walk the property line, and I want to see if there's anything I can see, because I'm a clairvoyant, and so I see things. Clairvoyance means clear sight. And so I get images or pictures, and sometimes it looks like a little bit of a movie, like a scene from a movie in my mind. And then just to get a lay of the land, like what might have happened, what's energetically still hanging around. I always walk into a space very intentionally wanting to know what to heal. What do I need to bring balance to, and how do I do that? And so guided really, really quite efficiently right to the source where there might be a disturbance, something that's not in balance, I would say. And then so walk the property, and then I'll go into the house. And when I go into the house, I do it in room by room, and I'll walk the perimeter of each room and each level of the house. I'll go into even closets, like when I want to walk into pantry spaces, I want to walk into closets, spaces that people say, oh, well, there's no one really in there. It does, but energy exists in those spaces. Mm-hmm. So I'll walk through the entire house, and then I'll get a really good sense of what needs to be cleared or balanced based on that assessment. So just like you going to a house and saying, okay, what do I need to judge here? Mm-hmm. Where do I need to place things? Where do I need to move things? And then I'll assemble tools. So those tools can be varying things. Like I said before, sometimes it's burning tools, sage, Palo Santo, an incense of some kind. Sometimes it's bells or chimes. Sometimes it's chanting and singing. I've done that too. And when I begin, I always walk the property line just to kind of create sort of an energetic boundary and then do the inside of the house.
And how, let's say it's a 2,000 square foot house. Like typically how long does that take?
It really depends on the energy that's there. Okay. I would say anywhere from an hour to 3 hours.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel if it goes?
If the energy moves?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about a spirit that still might be in the house?
That.
Yes, most definitely.
Really?
Yeah, but that's different. That's two different types of clearings. Sort of an energetic clearing is, like we talked about, it kind of walk the perimeter. If I'm doing that and I find that there is someone who's passed who's still kind of lingering on the property, then I go into having a conversation with that departed soul and help understand why they're still there. And
do you legitimately speak to them?
Yeah, legitimately speak, like I'm speaking to you right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, Big Wayne said, can she see the stress orbs over Mino and the Mayor's heads? Do you see stress orbs over my head at all?
I don't typically see auric fields like that unless I'm doing a healing session.
If he was here, you would see it.
Maybe lightning bolts?
Without him here, I don't have the stress. So that goes back to it.
Do you feel much more at ease?
Absolutely.
I love it.
But let me ask you this, Joe. When you walk into a place like that,
yeah,
do you ever say to yourself, okay, there's energy here, but it's a good energy? Oh. Or is it always a bad energy?
No. Sometimes it's great, but then I'm not usually called to those places.
Okay.
People don't want me to come in because everything feels good. They want me to come in because something's not right, or cupboard doors are opening on them their own, or, flashing lights, that kind of thing.
Sandra? Take it away.
I mean, well, I've just been around for so long and I've seen so much. And I mean, it definitely is helpful. Because if you feel like your house just needs, it just feels heavier. You just feel like, something's off. Clear it. You don't have to have Jill do it. I mean, you can do it yourself too.
Right. You can.
It's harder for you if you don't know what you're doing. But
you
can do it.
Want to know the history of a house before you walk in?
I don't want to know anything.
That's what's okay.
I don't want to know anything. And I often tell Sandra, like, don't tell me anything. I don't even want to know the address until I get there. Just like tell me
clean
like,
slate.
Moment. Yeah. Yep. Always. Mm-hmm. It provides validation for the client, and it also doesn't impede my work. I don't want to have anything implanted in my head, and then I'm always going back to that.
Right.
I want no knowledge. Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, it's not for everyone, but I mean, I'm telling you, if it is for you, Jill does a beautiful job.
I think it's fascinating.
And it feels different. And it feels different when she's done. It feels very different.
Got a text here. What does this service cost?
Oh, I charge $120
an hour. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever start getting messages or feelings before you even arrive?
Always. Yes. Especially if there's a soul in the house. I often get them in the car on the way over. They'll be in the passenger side. They're like, okay, great. Well, that was easy. I know where we're going today. So sometimes, yeah.
And then what do you do?
Oh, then
you don't want them to know where you live, do you?
They show up there too. I just have a conversation. I think of it like you and I are having a conversation.
Okay.
And so just because they're not in a physical form anymore doesn't mean that they don't need help or assistance or guidance in some way. And so I'm there to provide it.
Wow. Interesting.
You know, you're looking at me like, what? And so calm is because I have had so much help from Jill, and so many people that I know have been like my mom, and my mom is a super Catholic, right? So when she came over after Mitch died, I wasn't even thinking about my mom sitting there, but I'm like, after Jill left, I'm like, Mom, how were you with that? And she goes, well, that was different. She goes, but the peace that it brought you and Jamie was worth its weight in gold.
I believe
that. And it's not stuff that, you know, people can be like however they want to be about it, but there were things that came up, and other people have said the same in their sessions with Jill. You could never possibly know that. There's no way. Like that art, I didn't even know that art existed. You know, and then when we found it, it just makes you feel a comfort.
That's what I was. That's what I was kind of trying to get to. Mm-hmm. This isn't a negative thing. This is a positive thing.
Oh gosh, no. I mean, it's not The Exorcist.
Right.
I mean, I guess it could be. I mean, I don't. I've never experienced that.
Yeah.
It's just about Jill's a conduit. She's a conduit. She is a gift, and I mean, it's available to everyone. If you are in touch with it, some people just can't be in touch with it. I don't have that gift. But I'm sure happy that some people do.
Yeah, normally they call me when, you know, like you said, you're going to come into a house where it feels really good.
Right.
Yeah, I've been to lots of places that feel good, and I'm like, ooh, I like this place. I want to stay here.
Right.
But, you know, normally they call me when it's like they don't have any other recourse. They need to, like Aunt Sandra called me. She had to sell this house, and it had been on the market for more than 2 years. What do I do, Jill? Please, can you do something? Can you just check it out for me? Sure.
How do people get a hold of you?
I have a website. I have a business and a website, and my website's findyourkey.org. Yep, okay. .org. That's me.
Wow. You bring in some cool guests.
I know cool people.
You bring in some really
I've been around for a while.
Guests. You really do. Wow, this is cool. Jill, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Jill.
I'll be honest, I got goosebumps a couple of times.
Yeah, well, you know, if you ever want me to clear your house.
You know, you need part-time work. Could, Todd would be the guy to take with.
Right. She could clear your land before you build.
There you go.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, could do
that. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being here, Jill.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you.
Sandra,
you have a great week, everyone.
It's a pleasure having you here. We're putting a little Tina for you on the way out.
Love it.
Gotta be good to me.
Bye.
Bye.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The fast fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.